About 21 away from 5 o'clock, your Monday Downtown live from Seasons 427 Main Street in Bangor and our Quality Jewelers broadcast studios. Rich Kimble, Brian Stackpole here. Still to come on the program, 5 o'clock hour, Chad Finn of the Boston Globe, Maine women's basketball coach Richard Barron, and Alan Adams stops by for movie reviews. But right now, time to talk some Bruins, and to do that, we're joined on the G&M Family Market telephone line by Steve Conroy of the Boston Herald. Steve, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. What to make of this Bruins team? 0-3 out of the gate. Now, back-to-back wins out west. Do we know anything more about this team than when we started a week and a half ago?
I guess the only thing we know about them is that they're not quite as bad as what they showed in those first couple of games. I thought when they got the Zdeno Chara back, even though they wound up losing in a lopsided, what looked like a lopsided game to Tampa, I thought they played better. They just got away from them at the end. It was Tuukka Rask gave up a bad goal, and it snowballed after that. They've still got their problems. You know, they don't score a lot on 5-on-5, and when the puck's in front of the net, they're having a hard time getting to it sometimes. But there was some progress on the road, no question.
Now, Tuukka seems to have righted the ship a little bit. It'll be a while before his stats look good, but the things looked better in the last couple of games.
Yeah. That first goal was not his fault the other night in Phoenix. I don't know if you saw it, but it was looked like clear goalie interference, even though for some reason they didn't overturn it, which was pretty confounding considering that they upheld a goalie interference call on Patrice Bergeron a week earlier against the Canadiens, and there wasn't nearly as much contact as there was on the one on Saturday night. But he played better the other night, no question about it. He came up with some very big stops, even though the Bruins were out shooting them. I think it was 33-10 after two periods. He had come up with a couple of really good saves.
Now, one guy whose stock is rising, you wrote about in the Boston Herald, and that's Torrey Krug, who's earned himself a bigger role in the team.
Yeah, well, he's kind of gotten it by default because of the injuries, but he's taking it and running with it. I don't necessarily think that they want that pair to be a top four pair, but as Claude Julien said, it just gives them an opportunity spread the minutes out a little more evenly when they do get healthy, when they get Seidenberg back.
Boy, one of the guys who I thought looked good in the early going, got to keep him healthy, is David Krejci.
Yes, he's been terrific, and you're right. If he stays healthy, they'll go a long way towards improving the product from last year. To me, that is by far the biggest reason why they did not make the playoffs, is because they did not have a healthy David Krejci. Played, I think, 46 or 47 games, and I would say about half of those he was healthy. And that's supposed to be the strength of their team, the strength down the middle, and they didn't have it last year.
We're talking with Steve Conroy of the Boston Herald. Kevin Miller's been playing well of late and looks, at least for the time being, like he's put those shoulder problems behind him.
Yeah. You know, usually you get that done and that surgery done, and it's usually good to go. He's played very well. The Coyotes were kind of running around a little bit on Saturday night, and as soon as he fought Joe Vitale, that seemed to stop a little bit. Hopefully Vitale is okay. You know, he stood in there and took some pretty heavy blows, and I guess he's probably not going to join the team on the long road trip. So hopefully he's not hurt too badly, but that kind of, I know several players said that that kind of got the players rolling a little bit, even though they were playing well at that point.
Is there anybody on this team who's been a pleasant surprise to you so far?
Ty Randall. He kind of jumped out of nowhere. He quietly made the team, even though nobody really gave him a chance. But he did play well in the preseason. When he was given the chance to play, he's obviously, pitched in. He had a huge goal the other night when, they were firing pucks at Mike Smith and couldn't figure a way to beat him, and he finally got them on the board with a nice backhand shot. And he's been doing the things that they asked him to do, what they would ask any, fourth-line winger to do, is make sure you get the puck out when it's on your board, and just be disciplined and play a sound game. And he's doing that, and he's chipping in with a couple of goals.
And who on this team hasn't yet stepped up to play the way you think they're capable of playing?
Well, I think Matt Beleski, will produce a little more than he has been. He's only got the one goal. He hasn't been getting his shot off, and his shot is one of his strengths. So we're still waiting for that. He's got one goal on kind of a fluky deflection, but I would hope that he takes advantage of playing with David Krejci, and David Krejci makes him a better player.
This week they come back to play some Eastern Conference competition. How do they match up with both the Flyers and the Islanders?
Well, the Islanders will be tough, no question about it. The Flyers, on the other hand, they're kind of the team a little like the Bruins, you know. Bruins didn't have a coaching change, but the Flyers had a big coaching change. They went with a college coach, David Haxtell, from North Dakota. And so we'll see how they match up against those guys. It'll be very interesting. And the Islanders are a very good team. They fell a little short of their, where they won the goal last year, but they've got tremendous talent.
Steve, what do you think are reasonable expectations for fans to have for this Bruins team?
I would say, sneak into one of the last couple of playoff spots. This is a team that, they lost Dougie Hamilton, they lost Milan Lucic, and they didn't really replace them, either of those guys, with a comparable talent. That's a lot to lose right there. So you think they have to take a bit of a step back, but with a healthy Krejci, knock on wood, they should be able to sneak into one of those playoff spots, especially in the Eastern Conference, which is not that strong.
Steve Conroy covers the Boston Bruins for the Boston Herald. Steve, great talking with you as always, and we look forward to checking in throughout the season with you.
Okay, Rich, thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's 14 minutes before 5 on Downtown. Guests of the show heard on the GNM Family Market telephone line.